Well, let's take a look at television for this week as we wave goodbye to 2013 and welcome 2014. Joining us is TV critic Amanda Mead. Amanda, welcome back to RN Summer Breakfast.
Good morning, Cathy.
Now, let's talk New Year's Eve. This New Year's Eve, we're going to have a bit of a change here. We're all going to be tuning into the ABC instead of Channel 9. Why is that?
Well, look, the ABC had such fantastic success with the Fleet Review earlier this year, which attracted its highest ever audience, highest audience this year. So they've decided to go for the big events, and they've got the rights to the fabulous Sydney fireworks on New Year's Eve, which this year is directed by Reg Mombassa. And they're going to broadcast it on two channels. So on ABC One, you'll be able to see the show in local time. But on ABC 24, you'll see it in HD live. So you can choose. And it's a four-hour show.
Hosted, so what's on the program?
Well, it's hosted by Lawrence Mooney and Stephanie Brantz, and there'll be all sorts of ABC characters making an appearance, someone for everyone. From the kids, you'll have Giggle and Hoot, and then for the adults, I'll have Richard Roxburgh, the guys from The Chaser. Heaps and heaps of ABC characters will make live appearances or filmed.
And from memory, last year's Sydney fireworks were, I think, designed by Kylie Minogue. So you mentioned Reg Mombassa this year.
Yeah.
So they're sort of going for the star sort of choreography there, firework choreography. Mm. Has Reg given any indication of what we can expect this year?
Well, he has said it'll be the best ever, but they always say that.
Well, they're not going to say anything else, are they?
No, that's right. And it's extraordinary. Was it four? Millions and millions of dollars go up in fireworks, but it is worth it. It is worth it. It's not quite the same seeing it on TV, but still. If you're in Melbourne, that's all you can do.
Indeed, that's exactly right. Well, look, let's talk about coming to the end of the year and looking back a little bit before we move forward. What's your assessment of 2013 TV-wise? Has it been a good viewing year?
Look, it's been a great year for television with a whole series of very high-end, critically acclaimed dramas in particular, mostly overseas ones, and things like Breaking Bad, Top of the Lake, House of Cards, and Homeland. Most of them here have been on Foxtel. Homeland, of course, was on Channel 10. And Wentworth, the remake of Prisoner, was on Foxtel. So, you know, people who usually like to watch only film are actually being attracted to very, very good television series.
Which we've seen, I guess, in the translate into the sale of the popular sale of the series, the DVD series of television programs now.
Yes, so people like
the box set.
To buy them and watch them, binge viewing, I think it's called. We even have a term, and that's come up this year, where people just spend the holidays watching episode after episode and binge on the entire series.
So you mentioned that it's been largely driven by international programs or global programs, but what about the local product? How have we fared in 2013 locally?
Yeah, well, locally, our top shows, and when I say top, I mean like the most watched, so the highest rating shows, have all been reality television. I'm sure you wouldn't be surprised to hear a mix of reality and sporting events. So the top five, My Kitchen Rules on Channel 7, which has taken over from MasterChef as our most popular cooking show, and then The Voice on Channel 9. And these shows all had, you know, over 3 million people watching their finale, which is extraordinary. Mm. Then The X Factor, another talent show on Channel 7, and the renovation show The Block on Channel 9, which had more than 3 million people watching the live auctions. The ABC had a very good year too. Their top show was the Gruen series, either the Gruen Election or the regular Gruen show with Will Anderson, Todd Sampson and Russell Howcroft. That often beats the shows on all the commercial channels. It's a massive success for
I love it.
Auntie.
The list that you've just gone through there for both commercial and the ABC in terms of hits, they're all pretty cheap productions though, aren't they?
Cheap? No, they wouldn't be cheap to make. You mean in comparison to drama, I suppose.
Yes.
Yeah. Look, I think they're quite expensive to mount these shows because shows like The Voice and The X Factor have the celebrity judges, and Australia has to pay them millions of dollars just to come here and be on, to judge. It's more that in terms of audiences, the commercial networks can get the most number of people watching a show at one time with reality TV. With drama, people tend to time shift it, record it and watch it later, whereas with these big reality shows, people will all watch them live, they'll tweet about them, Facebook, and then talk about them the next day. So that's really where the money is these days in free-to-air TV, is in these big reality formats.
And Amanda, what about the misses this year? We've talked about the hits.
Mm. Yeah, well, you probably didn't see any of them, but my favourite one is Celebrity Splash, which was on Channel 7.
No, I can't say I saw that one.
No. This featured B and C grade celebrities donning their swimmers and climbing up onto high boards and diving into the swimming pool. It had a huge marketing budget and lots of fanfare and just, well, died. And they ended up cancelling. I think a couple of people pulled out, there were injuries, and then they ended up cancelling a couple of the final episodes.
So that
really
was a disaster.
Belly flop altogether. Yeah, that's it.
what were some of the other misses?
And then, Channel 10's had a very bad year overall, so we could go through a whole lot of their shows, but Reef Doctors was a big budget drama series, family drama series starring Lisa McCune. And it was supposed to go on in 2012 and didn't quite make it and finally went on in 2013 and lasted just one night before being pulled and onto a very late time slot. That was very sad for all the work that went into that one. MasterChef tanked this year. The MasterChef, the professionals, the spin-off that they had, did very badly up against My Kitchen Rules. And then when they came on with the MasterChef proper, it was respectable and ended up getting about a million people for the finale, but it was, you know, a shadow of its former self. And then finally, Channel 9 tried to replicate the success of Downton Abbey on Channel 7 by buying an overseas British drama, Parade's End.
I missed that one as well, Amanda.
It was very slow. And that was pulled after one episode too. So, yeah, there are always some spectacular fails.
Including, as you say, a lot of fails for poor old Channel 10, including the breakfast slot.
Yes, look, that was very sad. They're still there, struggling along. We'll see how they go. I'll probably give it until about February. But they started, and after just a few days, they lost one of their three hosts. And then the executive producer disappeared, and it's been an absolute shemozzle. So I'm afraid Channel 10 is not back in there.
So we could see some early casualties for 2014. Amanda, always great to catch up with you. Thank you very much. Happy TV viewing for the new year.
Thank you, Kathy. Bye.
That's TV critic Amanda Mead.